NRQ Morning Show.
Everyone pay attention.
Can I have your attention, please?
With Rock and Emma.
Get up now. Right now.
Somebody get me some coffee.
I was just entertaining the people on the morning drive.
Only on Alternative 103.7 KNRQ.
Alternative 103.7 KNRQ. Good Monday morning. It's the NRQ Morning Show. I'm rocking. Ask Emma.
Good morning.
Sup, man?
Was it super hot to you last night while you were trying to sleep?
It's been super hot since Friday night trying to go to sleep.
Oh, my God. Well, last night I just had a really rough time, though, I guess, in particular. Maybe I got the closing and opening of windows, you know, in that little timing, the window, if you will. I think I messed that up or something because I was so uncomfortable last night. About 12:30, I woke up. I even had to go get the ice pack out of my freezer. I started laying on it. It was pretty bad.
Yeah, I contemplated actually going and grabbing a couple bags of the frozen vegetables.
Yeah.
And just throwing those on my back so I could sleep.
Yeah, I warmed that ice pack right up too. Fell asleep on it a little bit. I'm like, oh, finally. Woke up like 20 minutes later, not a lot of sweet sleep, and then I put it on my face. I'm like, oh, that's nice. And wake up a little bit, you know what I mean, to turn it. It was just, whew, it was bad from 12:30 on. Then by the time 2:30 ran around, I was like, why even try to sleep? What am I doing?
Yeah, I ended up specifically waiting till like 11 o'clock at night before I even attempted to try to go to sleep because I wanted to make sure I could open up my windows and sliding glass door or whatever to try to let whatever cool air might be circulating, finally let that into the house.
Yeah, I got up when I got the ice pack, I put the fan in the window to blow all that cooler air in. So when I got up, I was like, oh, of course, now it's comfortable. Like now it's, pissed. Put on shorts and then I started driving here. I'm like, oh, of course, now I'm kind of chilly.
I could have easily solved my problem if I would have just decided to set up the air conditioner I have. I got that couple hundred dollar air conditioner I told you my parents bought. I just keep the thing in the box because it's such a process to get it going.
Oh, my God.
And with Oregon, you never know. Like, yeah, it might be 97 today, but tomorrow could be 73. So why go through the process of setting it up? I really should have bought into the weather that they told me on Friday and just set it up and got it out of the way.
I tried to tell you.
Would have had a real cool weekend.
Sorry, dude.
It's all me. But we got like 100 degree weather that we're allegedly going to have later on this week. So I think the AC is getting set up.
If you would open the things that you buy, it might be, you know, more enjoyable and not a waste of money.
Well, I've opened it. I've used it. It's just, like I said, I got it last summer, like right at the tail end. My parents gave it to me in like September.
Oh, that's right.
So I used it one time. And box it back up and put it away because fall's right there. Winter's coming around the corner. And then I used it once again at the very beginning of this summer, like back in June when we had a couple of our first 90 degree days.
You should keep that sucker out from like June to...
That's what Beef's telling me. He's like, anytime he comes over, bro, you got an AC. Where the F is it? It's totally. Like it's in a box in the closet.
It doesn't make sense.
No.
It doesn't make sense.
Because it's one of those big, beastly cooling machines.
Yeah.
It gets real nice and cool in there. And I'm just not living life right.
No, you're not. But that's okay. Now you know.
Doing it wrong.
Now that we talked about it, you know.
Yeah, the weather's going to be super hot this week, so it's coming back out.
Huge thanks to the nice people who showed up at Kaleo. We got some really good feedback. I went out on top. I just left. I was like, this is good. We even got a thank you card.
Yeah, we did.
For being awesome. Thank you, Claire. That was so sweet.
Yeah, man.
She's
Claire.
Cool. Yeah.
Met her husband.
Yeah.
I assume that's her husband.
I don't know. We shouldn't go out on the limb. They could be just boyfriend and girlfriend.
Could be.
But he was very nice as well. I said, are you a fan too, or are you just along for the ride? He goes, well, I'm along for the ride. I was like, what a jerk, said Claire. And he started laughing. He was like, well, I know, I listen too. But she was great. I brought the card so we can hang it up and remind Al that people like us.
I don't think he cares either way.
I don't think he cares about us at all.
Nah.
Like, in terms of living or dying, I don't think he cares.
Strong possibility.
Yeah.
He looks like he broke his yoga mat, and she looks like she'll beat you up.
I don't really want any part of that. That sounds
like pure nonsense to me.
It's Rock and Emma.
I've heard about you.
The NRQ Morning Show.
We could just try it.
On Alternative 103.7 KNRQ.
About 2 months ago, Hostess announced that they'd be selling a packaged version of deep fried Twinkies.
Oh.
The Twinkies are fried, then wrapped, and they're sold in the freezer section. You have to bake them in an oven once you get them home.
Okay.
We thought they'd be going on sale nationwide back then, but it was not the case.
Yeah, I thought we talked about this a while ago, but they haven't done that yet, huh?
Nope. Okay. That was until Friday.
Okay.
Now they're finally on sale everywhere. The deep fried Twinkies, you can grab them exclusively at Walmart
okay.
for the next 3 months.
Ooh.
Then they'll be at every retailer in the nation.
I see.
Looks like
that's a good location.
Set you back for $4.76 a box.
It's a good location to start, I think.
Walmart.
Yeah, just saying. You know what I mean.
I see where you're doing it.
Yeah.
Feel like it's a bit of a shot fired.
Well, no. I'm just implying something that you could consider
but
shots.
You would get 7 of these bad boys, these deep fried Twinkies, for less than $5.
Not into it.
Nah, not either.
Yeah, I'm not seeing it on your face either.
They're only 220 calories each, apparently, which is 90 calories more than a non-fried Twinkie.
Well, never mind, I'm in.
Now you're sold. Can't get enough, huh?
Not even down with the deep fried, finding things to put in the deep fryer kind of, no, I don't like it.
And this is not an anti, this is not a new position for me. Even when I was Fat Rock. Would have never messed with the deep. We had, when we were talking about Chicken Charlie and all the stuff, he'd be deep frying.
Oh, yeah, that's
wasn't
right.
Wasn't trying to test none of it.
Yeah, that's true. I've tried the deep fried, let's see here. The breaded, like, asparagus,
but
I think.
That's a normal thing to fry.
Yeah, and then I tried the pickles, but I love pickles, but I wasn't into that.
I don't know that I would do that either.
Yeah.
Because it's just so wet already, and then to fry it. It just
seemed weird.
You don't fry moist things.
Yeah, it seemed weird to have a crunchy shell over it for sure. I don't think I ate the whole thing, but I do love me some pickles. So I thought, well, I'll try this.
Give this a go.
Yeah, nope, no dice.
Yeah, I'm not doing the Twinkies, not doing the Snickers, the Nutter Butters.
Oh, yeah. How in the world do you deep fry a Snickers? You'd think that
it would melt.
Yeah, quickly.
I guess it's flash frying it or something.
I think we need a deep fried expert to call us and let us know. Maybe Kyle.
A little bit too. It just seems too much of an unhealthy thing in one. Because you're already getting the candy. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
you're getting the sugar. You're getting the caramel. You're getting this, that, and the carbs and all that.
It seems like every time they come up with something new to deep fry, it's always something unhealthy already. Except for the asparagus, which I found to be pretty good.
Yeah, it sounds enjoyable.
It wasn't bad.
And I told you too, like, there's a couple of like deep fried fruit concoctions that I've seen people doing on like Food Network and stuff that look pretty good.
Way to take
like
something
deep fried
really...
pineapple.
Yeah,
that looks kind of good. I don't know what it would taste like, but we'll see what happens, man.
I'm not gonna eat fruit. Wait, I can deep fry it. Bring
sign
it
me up.
Here you go.
And RQ, who's this?
Rock, what's up? It's Isaac.
Isaac,
family man.
How's it going?
Hey guys, first of all, thank you so much for the tickets.
Yeah, man.
No problem.
That show was killer.
Nice.
I loved it.
Glad you enjoyed it.
Definitely.
Secondly, anything fried is absolutely delicious. They roll it in like a flour or a dough
mm-hmm.
and then deep fry it. So they like will wrap like the Snickers bar in like a little wrap of dough and then deep fry it. I'm
so there's
telling you guys, it is divine.
It just
so
seems...
there's a coating around it then before
yeah.
it actually gets thrown like a shield.
Yeah, that's why.
Correct.
That's why. Yeah.
Yeah,
that's what creates.
I went
the
to
show.
A. Monster Truck Show a few years ago, and they had deep fried butter.
What?
God, yeah, I wanna,
isn't that what
you know?
You fry things with?
Yeah, that was kind of where I drew the line. I'm like, I can do a Snickers or a Twinkie, but butter? Come on, guys.
I tell you, when I'm in the mood for a stick of butter, nothing is better than sticking it in the deep fryer with batter.
Hey,
that is so good. That's the best way to eat a stick of butter.
Hey, Isaac, we got to jump into sports. Can you hang on the line? I actually need to grab your email to get you that meet and greet picture.
Oh, cool. Thanks.
Right. We'll throw you on hold. Just hang tight, man. All right.
Cool, dude.
Shout out to Isaac coming out to the Kaleo Show Friday night.
Mm-hmm.
I had no idea. That's how they stop the...
Yeah. They put the
melting in.
But I still
crazy.
Thought...
crazy. I didn't know that.
Yeah, I still thought, though, the Snickers would melt in there because it's super hot. The breading, I mean, you just cover it like chicken.
Huh.
Huh.
kill your...
Still don't know how this Snickers works.
Really?
I mean...
An enigma.
I don't think we can even crack this code. No. I don't think...
I've tried.
We're late.
Can't wrap my head around it.
I still... Thank you, Isaac, for calling.
The U.S. upped his medal count to 69 over the weekend, Woo. Including 26 gold. We also have 21 silver and 22 bronze. So we not only lead the overall count, we also have more of each medal than any other country.
Last night, the Olympics was awesome to watch.
Was it?
Yeah. We had the Phelps. You had Usain Bolt, who's my favorite. I wanted to make sure he could stay the fastest man in the world, and he did. And then the girls' gymnastics team, who kick ass. Wanted to see Gabby, because she's a veteran. And then the Simone chick.
Simone Biles.
Yeah, killed it.
The U.S., like I said, leads with 69 medals. They got 26 gold, 21 silver, and 22 bronze. China, still in second place with 45 medals, 15 gold, 13 silver, 17 bronze. Great Britain, number three. Russia is four with 30 medals. Japan is fifth with 26 medals, 7 gold, 4 silver, and 15 bronze. Simone Biles, though, mm-hmm. she won her third gold medal in the women's vault.
Yeah, buddy.
Michael Phelps ended his career with one last gold medal Saturday as part of the 4x100-meter relay team. On Friday night, though, he had to settle for silver in the 100-meter butterfly. And as we were at the Kaleo Ooh. Show, I told you, I was like, yo, we were just talking about how Singapore pays $783,000 or $738,000 mm-hmm. for a gold medal bonus because yeah. they have none.
Yeah.
Then the Singapore cat beats Michael Phelps, like literally hours later.
Yeah, some good money for him.
I kind of feel like we're responsible for that.
You're welcome, Singapore.
You owe us like at least 11%.
Charity from Phelps in the U.S. You owe us now?
I mean.
I just like to say congratulations, and we felt like we could give back.
You're listening to Rock and Emma.
Yakety yak!
Hey, at least one of them's funny. We're not sure which one that is, but...
Might be easier if they were in jail.
Mornings on Alternative 103.7 KNRQ.
103.7 KNRQ.
Okay, we got a dumbass today and your music news, plus your sleaze right now. We got your tease.
All right, we saw this coming. The new number one album in America is now the Suicide Squad soundtrack, complete with Skrillex, Lil Wayne, Wiz Khalifa, 21 Pilots, some ex-ambassadors on one track, Eminem, and Panic at the Disco. The soundtrack sold 182,000 copies in its first week. We knew it. I mean, I didn't guess a number, but 182, that's pretty good.
Yeah, man.
Drake, Views, still up there, though, at number two. And then Skillet had a new album out, Unleashed, new at number three. Blake Shelton came in at four. Then Now That's What They Call Music 59 compilation came in at five. That was new. 21 Pilots, Blurry Face, still in the top 10 at number six. That's not bad. DJ Khaled came in at number seven with Major Key. And the new one from DJ Snake, if you will, Encore, came in at number eight. Rihanna at nine and Adele 25 at number 10. Wow. All right, box office returns for Suicide Squad dropped by more than 67%, but it still held on to number one. It took in $43.8 million, holding off Sausage Party, which did come in second at $33.6 million. Sausage Party only cost $19 million to make, so, and it's an R-rated cartoon. Probably feeling pretty good about the $33.6
million. Yeah, man. Mm-hmm. Taking that to the bank and resting real easy.
Yeah. Pete's Dragon opened at number three with $21.5 million. And now that people know it's out, maybe they'll keep watching it.
I'm telling you, it's so ridiculous. I don't know who dropped the ball over there, but...
Like I said, I found the trailer like Tuesday and or Wednesday, and I told you about it. You're like, what now?
Yeah.
They're doing what?
It was Monday, actually.
I forgot all about it. Oh, was it?
It was Monday.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, man, because it was like, hold on. You've got a movie that's about to hit theaters Friday, and you're just now starting the ad campaign for it? Because I stay abreast of all things trailer related. It's part of my job.
Yeah, you love staying abreast to situations.
I have to.
The fifth Jason Bourne movie came in at number four, up to $126.8 million in its third week. I want to see that. Bad Moms came in at five. The Secret Life of Pets is up to $335.9 million in its sixth week, brought in $8.8 million. Star Trek Beyond came in at number seven. And Florence Foster Jenkins debuted at number eight, Nine Lives at nine, and Lights Out at 10. If you watched Making a Murder on Netflix earlier this year, you remember Brendan Dassey. Mm-hmm. He was the 16-year-old kid who was found guilty of helping his uncle, Stephen Avery, rape and kill Teresa Halbach. He's the one that we told you was
railroaded.
Yeah, and he wasn't really psychologically sound, I think, to deal with the interrogation for sure, which you see in the tape.
He's very clearly someone that does not have a fully functioning brain. He needs somebody to help him. And when he's sitting there asking for his mother, asking if he could go home, when can he go back to school? And y'all are sitting there hemming this dude up.
Telling him he's arrested and
railroading
just
his
needs to tell him the truth. And he's,
shameful.
Yeah, it was awful. Basically fed him lines that convicted him.
Shameful.
Well, Stephen is still behind bars, but Brendan's conviction was finally overturned in Milwaukee on Friday. The judge ruled that his constitutional rights were violated because investigators used deceptive tactics to coerce a confession out of him. He ordered that Brendan be released from custody within 90 days. Brendan isn't totally out of the woods, though. The prosecutors could decide to retry him, or the state could appeal the ruling, but it's unclear if any of that will happen. The documentary definitely brought that to light, so that's good. I mean, he's only been in jail for 10 years, so not a big deal.
Man.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Netflix recently announced that more episodes of Making a Murderer would be coming, but it sounds like the judge's ruling came as such a surprise. Get this, none of the cameras actually caught it. TMZ says the producers are scrambling to recreate the moment, which
don't do that. Man.
Because this is supposed to be real. It's a documentary.
Come on, man. Just go ahead and sit in a room and talk about how shocking this news was that y'all weren't even ready. Like, give us that.
Right?
Don't recreate that. Right. Don't do that.
I felt the same way. And J-Lo's thug life is getting real already. First, the backstory. Charles Cosby infamously dated Griselda Blanco, a Colombian drug lord dubbed the cocaine godmother, who's tied to hundreds of murders, including the deaths of every man she's ever dated, except this Charles guy.
Black Widow.
And J-Lo's playing Blanco for HBO. Well, the only non-murdered man who either dated or married the notorious killer is warning HBO, trash talk him in the biopic starring J-Lo, and he's suing your asses. Even J-Lo's, no matter how big it is. Charles wants nothing to do with the film, telling TMZ there better be no references to him or else. What's more, Charles, who narrated the documentary about Blanco's life, Cocaine Cowboys 2, the sequel, it's way better than the first one.
Actually, to be fair, it is.
I haven't seen it.
Oh, you're missing out.
I was just kidding. Says he's no Jennifer fan, calling her unconvincing with no street cred. Does he not know about the block? She's Jenny from the block. Rock?
No one told him
about the block? And Charles got his own Griselda project, a movie he's producing called Hustle. And South Park loves being gross. There's a new South Park virtual reality game that features an incredible technological breakthrough. When the characters pass gas, players will be able to smell it, even if they can't determine who dealt it.
Nice.
Ubisoft, leave it to them. Ubisoft has supposedly developed a virtual reality mask called the Nautilus Rift, which is designed
Oculus,
to...
Oculus, but Nautilus.
Nautilus.
There should have been another C in there, probably.
Nautilus Rift, that's what it says, which is designed to delightfully pump the rotten egg-like smells into the user's nose. It'll be with the upcoming South Park game, which comes out in December, but unfortunately, the home version won't come with the Nautilus Rift. In fact, it sounds like the whole thing is just a marketing ploy to promote the game, but that doesn't mean it's entirely a hoax. You will be able to play the game with the flatulent smell at various trade shows, like Gamescom and in Germany later this week. So don't worry, guys. You might still be able to smell
it. Breathe in the farts of Kyle, Kenny,
yep,
Cartman, Stan. Oh, Randy.
Butters.
Butters. Okay.
Randy's my favorite.
Randy would be a good one.
He's so funny.
Sharon.
I love Randy.
Sharon, come here.
Oh, and of course, Olympics on tonight. Congratulations.
You know, they say 6 a.m. is too early to get stoned.
Is that marijuana?
Clearly, the memo really hadn't been passed on to Rock and Emma.
Oh, that makes sense.
It's the NRQ Morning Show.
The Bam!
On Alternative 103.7, KNRQ. KNRQ.
We got $20 in Jack Cash right now. If you want it, you got to call us, 684-0979.
That's how we get you.
KNRQ and Jack in the Box want to make sure that you're fed very well during 103 days of summer. And they've got this killer new Brewhouse bacon burger. Like I said, I had one on Friday night. It hit the spot in more ways than one.
Okay, well.
Fire.
All right.
We've got $20 Jet Cash gift cards up for grabs. NRQ, who's this?
It's Matt.
What's up, Matt? What are you doing?
I'm on the way to the gym right now.
And you're trying to get yourself a Brewhouse bacon burger, huh?
it's
you gotta get that protein, bro.
It's International Chest Day.
Get yourself Pup Source Rex.
I like it. Are you going to save it for after, like recovery food, or are you going to get pumped up?
Cheat meal.
There you go.
All right.
You know what I'm saying? Matter of fact, look, to make things even better, how about you eat the Brewhouse bacon burger while working out. Two right. birds, one stone.
Everyone else around you working out is going to be like, I hate that guy so much.
So much.
I hate him so much.
But you could make friends. Who knows? Maybe somebody will want to participate.
Or someone's going to be like all of a sudden attached to your burger as you're trying to work out. Dude, who are you? What is happening?
Right. That's not going
to
happen.
He said, it's my burger. Got to get your own. All right, man, we're going to hook you up. You just got to stay on the line for a minute, okay?
All right, thanks.
Thank you. We've got more Jack Cash throughout the week here on the NRQ Morning Show if you want to score yourself some Jack in a Box.
Mm-hmm.
It's always a good time down there. What you got coming up in your sleaze?
Oh, so much. I've got to tell you what happened in the whole Amber Heard depot, but there's a new video out. Might change your mind. Congrats to Kevin Hart. Selena Gomez trolls Justin Bieber. And, wow, this sounds fun. Sarcasm.
This sounds fun. Sarcasm.
Robin. Black China news.
Oh, yeah, there's nothing fun about that.
Oh, and some people would like Mariah Carey to get dressed.
Ah. Okay. Ah. Good to know.
Okay.
We also have the latest from Kaleo. We got St. Motel. We got Bare Hands. New Beck.
Mornings on Alternative 1037 KNRQ.
Filled with tons of music,
news, sports,
celebrity sleaze, music news, and more.
Yep, including these disasters with names.
What the hell is wrong with you two?
It's Rock and Emma in the morning
on Alternative 103.7 KNRQ.
I know it's totally taboo to say anything that could even remotely seem sexist these days, but on the other hand, women drivers, am I right?
Huh? Yeah. Huh? I mean, sometimes you are.
A new study reinvigorated the who's better at driving debate, men or women. And it found men are better at parking.
Mm.
56% of men have strong parallel parking skills versus 42% of women. The study also found women are more likely to text and drive than men, something you and I have discussed numerous times.
Yep.
You're far more likely to see a chick with a cell phone in her hand behind the wheel than a guy.
True story.
And I don't understand why for the life of me.
What I have a problem with or find myself running into is the vehicles that are way too big. Maybe was purchased to bring the kids to practices and whatnot. But those vehicles, man, sometimes I can predict who's driving.
Mm-hmm.
I love parallel parking, and I always park backwards. So
I know.
I'm all about parking.
I've never understood the whole backwards thing.
It's like, just get out of here.
All right. I mean, but it takes longer to, like, get here because you got to back in, you know what I mean, as opposed to just pulling.
Yeah, but then
your escape's quicker.
Then I can get out because usually got a backup. Then there's the whole backing up process and the parking lot's full. So then you got to wait to see if anyone's coming.
I've been so curious about it because there's so many people in this building that refuse to pull in to park. They always back in and I never.
I think just me and Al.
Is there
other people up there? Yeah. Oh, I never see that.
Yeah, man. It's it almost makes me feel like I'm not in on the trend. You know what I mean? Because I'm one of the like three or four people that pulls in first.
I just would rather, I think when I get in the car to leave, I think I just rather go straight.
All right.
It's just, you know, to each their own.
Yep. Different strokes for different folks.
I do that at home usually too.
Still would love to find out though, what is the desire to text or have your phone in your hand constantly, like when you're behind it. I just don't get it.
Yeah, my phone.
Do you really need to respond to that message right away, the second you get it?
No, and that's why you see those terrible billboards and commercials that say this was the last text or halfway through the text. That's awful. So, yeah, I don't understand why people won't just stop doing that.
Put it down, man. Put it down. Let's do sports.
Okay.
Ryan Lochte and three other U.S. swimmers were robbed at gunpoint overnight Saturday in Rio, which sounds like Rio has been very interesting when
they denied it at first.
The Olympic, well, just the city of Rio itself sounds like it is two different worlds. There's inside the stadium,
right,
and then the actual Rio you see outside, which is very dangerous.
Yeah, well, and they were trying to keep it hush-hush if we aren't going to find out.
Correct.
And do our American thing, that is, talk all about it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't understand why they would even, shh, guys, don't tell anybody. It's sort of like when you're with one of your parents, they're split. Can you just not tell your mom about this? Can you just not?
Please, make this our little thing.
Yeah.
So check this out. It was Ryan Lochte that got robbed along with Gunnar Bentz, Jack Conger, and Jimmy Fagan. And let's listen to Ryan talk about what went down. You're going to have to pardon the ocean behind him. Yeah. They are in Rio.
They're on the beach.
I was with a couple swimmers. We were coming back from the training spots.
It gets a little better.
And we got pulled over in our taxi. And these guys came out with a badge, a police badge. No lights, no nothing, just a police badge. They pulled us over. They pulled out their guns. They told the other swimmers to get down on the ground. They got down on the ground. I refused. I was like, we didn't do anything wrong. So I'm not getting down on the ground. And then the guy pulled out his gun. He cocked it, put it to my forehead. He said, get down. And I was like, I put my hands up. I was like, whatever. He took our money. He took my wallet.
NBC.
There you go.
He also tweeted about it. He said, I want to thank all my family, friends, and fans for the overwhelming support and concern I've received today. While it is true that my teammates and I were the victims of a robbery early Sunday morning, what is most important is that we are safe and unharmed. I'm honored to have represented the U.S. here at the Rio Olympics and to win gold for my country alongside my teammates. I look forward to getting home so that I can begin to map out the plans for my future with an eye on representing Team USA at the 2020 Tokyo Olympics.
Yeah, didn't seem like they understood that they were actually being robbed because they were dressed as police officers until Ryan refused to get down on the ground. I didn't do anything. And then they're like, all right, this is what's happening. It's like, oh, this is getting real.
Ryan's like, man, I'm not Michael Phelps. He's got all the medals. He's got the gold.
I don't know if he carries them with him, but, I mean, I'm the wrong guy.
Go get the dude from Singapore. I heard he just got $783,000. Holler at him. I'm Ryan Lochte.
He starts selling people out.
Man,
you know, I know
real.
Where Phelps, Phelps is staying over there. Fourth floor, room 402.
He likes it when you knock three times slowly, followed by two hard and fast knocks.
That's how he knows it's safe. Don't worry.
It's good.
You're going to get in.
Promise. Just leave me alone. Take Gunner. I mean, who names their kid Gunner? What is he even here for? He's like 1% in polls.
We're doing him a favor. You're 1% there. Man. What is he even doing here?
Why? Why is he here? Teammate my ass.
If you woke up to a hangover but didn't really drink the night before, you must be listening to Rock and Emma.
Yeah, thank you for pointing that out.
The NRQ Morning Show on Alternative 103.7 KNRQ.
Got a lot to get to. If you still don't believe Amber Heard's claim that Johnny Depp was a drunken, abusive maniac, this might change your mind. It certainly changed my mind. On Friday, video surfaced of a hammered Johnny throwing a tantrum, slamming doors, kicking things, and breaking a wine glass and bottle. Amber's recording him with the phone and trying to reason with him. She seems very calm. At one point, he says, you want to see crazy? I'll give you effing crazy. I've heard that one before. That usually means something's about to fly or break. At one point, after he says that, he notices that she's recording him and grabs the phone. The video was supposedly recorded months ago. It is kind of disturbing. Can't bring you audio because it's just a bunch of things banging around and then him saying the F word. So that happened. And then this followed. Amber Heard was grilled in her deposition for 7 long hours on Saturday. Sources familiar with the situation said Amber was asked about her claims of violence at the hands of Johnny Depp, which is probably why that was released the day before. And not just on May 21st, when this whole incident happened, the one that they're in court about. They said they say he was asked in great detail about claims of past violence. My sources say Johnny's lawyer, Blair Burke, went into great detail about her alleged injuries on May 21st and asked why 5 concierge, 2 police officers, as well as security guards saw no evidence of such after the incident. Amber, with lawyer Samantha Spector by her side, maintained she was injured and could not account for what others saw or got paid to see. Early Sunday, another settlement offered was passed around, and the lawyers are working toward a settlement, which could come at any time. I guess it seems neither side wants a trial, which is now scheduled for Wednesday. Back and forth. But that video is kind of scary. It's a little disturbing.
This whole thing has been, what, like 3-4 months now? Maybe longer?
Yeah, a lot of stuff is coming out. May 21st is the incident that they're going over. Yeah. And then this video apparently happened a few months ago. Well, this sounds fun. That's sarcastic. Rob Kardashian and Blac Chyna squabble, scream, and yell at each other, and that's the core of their upcoming reality show. Because what else would it be, Rock? Production sources said fight topics range from Rob's diet to social media and lots in between, including money and fame. Very little is not filmed. Cameras are rolling for up to 13 hours, 5 days a week.
But it's Rob Kardashian. He spends like 24 hours in his house. So
he, I can't see him lasting. The tension has become increasingly exacerbated by China's pregnancy. Rob is now running hot and cold on doing the reality show. It's just caused more conflict between the two. But the producers think the result is good TV. I honestly don't see Rob lasting very long. It's a sequel to his nightmare called his family.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, we'll see how that goes.
Don't think it's going to go well.
Yeah, I don't think so either. I can't see Rob hanging through that.
Yeah.
It's funny. Some people would like Mariah Carey to get dressed. Two airports in California want Mariah's boobs out of their faces. They're banning the billboards she commissioned because they're way too sexy. Scandalous, really.
Where are these billboards?
You can look them up right now. Mariah is returning to Vegas later this month, and to promote the show, she shelled out thousands of dollars for an inviting photo shoot that were going up on billboards near Burbank and Orange County. By the airports because it's a huge takeoff spot for the Vegas-bound L.A. crowd. Problem is, the airports have big issues with Mariah's big boobs, barely covered by a gold sheet. Even Caesars, where Mariah will be performing, wants a censored version of the billboard. When I saw the billboard, it was censored. I didn't look further for the uncensored one. I figured you would.
So. I didn't know that it existed, and I can't find it. I'm looking.
Okay, keep looking. Okay, it's not over yet. Selena Gomez just owned Justin Bieber so hard, mocking his call to arms against the fans. The Biebs posted a picture of him and 17-year-old Sophia Richie over the weekend, threatening to make his Instagram page private if believers continued their attack over his rumored fling. Gomez insinuated herself in the drama, posting this gem. If you can't handle the hate, then stop posting pictures of your girlfriend, LOL. It should be special between you two only. Sounds like she needs to go to jelly school.
Somebody's a little jelly. Wendy, do I need to call jelly school right now? Wendy, I'll get him on the phone right now.
Go to jelly school? she ended.
It's not even a real school. It's a donut shop, Mr. Mackey. The phone's not even plugged in. Oh, you saw that, huh?
Wendy. Go to jelly school. She ended with sage words of advice. Don't be mad at your fans. They love you. Then delete the post in true form.
Yeah, and these billboards are MIA.
No.
They must be too racy. I've went through 7 different pages and they're nowhere to be found.
I think I found this on TMZ.
It's
look
literally
already?
Nothing but her head and her feet with a big huge sign blocking whatever. So
it was that bad. They couldn't even put it on TMZ. Oh, Mariah. Kevin Hart sealed the deal Saturday, finally, at a super fancy wedding ceremony. Kevin and Nico Parrish exchanged vows at a grand estate in California, a few miles south of Santa Barbara. It was a long time coming. They've been engaged for 2 years. I'm guessing the delay might have been his schedule. He's been a bit busy. 200 people watched as Hart's 8-year-old son, awesome name, Hendrix, did the honors as best man. The reception was pretty awesome, complete with a Ferris wheel and merry-go-round. And I feel like the only thing missing was a bouncy house. If I had a wedding, I'd definitely follow through with the Ferris wheel, merry-go-round, and bouncy house, because that just sounds awesome. Doesn't it?
Bouncy houses?
Yeah. Kevin Hart's wedding, then. That'd be fun.
His newly found wife.
Mm-hmm.
I guess she's not found, but you know what I mean. Yeah. His new wife.
Longtime fiance,
yeah, man,
new wife.
She's super bad.
She is. She's about 6 inches to a foot taller than him. But yeah, she is beautiful. So there you go. Congratulations to Kevin Hart.
Yeah, man. Don't forget, he's running Hood to Coast too. So.
Oh, yeah. That audio is still great. It's not like I'm going to be running on the volcano. I'm going to be running in on a volcano? What?
He said, it's about running through the hood. How many times have you run Mount Hood? Mount Hood? What hood
Mount
is
Hood.
That?
Is this a mountain?
What? I've never heard of that.
All of it's new to him.
Mornings on Alternative 103.7 KNRQ.
Filled with tons of music, news, sports, celebrities, sleaze, music news, and more. Yep, including these disasters with names. It's Rock and Emma in the morning.
Who else do you think it was?
Mornings on Alternative 103.7 KNRQ.
If this dude gets away with it, he's going to be bringing stolen cases of cheap beer to parties for the next several years.
Oh, no.
There's a 22-year-old guy named Darius Williams from Millbrook, Alabama, who came up with a pretty, I'd borderline say brilliant idea.
Okay.
To steal beer. He's been dressing up as a beer delivery driver. Then he rolls a delivery cart into the store, loads it up with cases of beer, and then just rolls it right out the front door.
Sometimes at Value Village, you can find work shirts and stuff. People's old work shirts. Like, I've found a few gas station shirts with names on them.
Way to give tips on how to commit crime, Em.
Well,
I mean, Value Village, I heard they got costumes for sale.
I really wasn't trying to give tips, I guess.
I mean, you should have just kept that to yourself.
I was trying to crack this code, but I realized what I just did. Yeah.
Hey, guys, you're looking to boost something? Well, check out Value Village first.
My question was going to be...
They got an endorsement deal for you? I mean, is that a plug?
Do you work there? My question was going to be, where do you think he got said uniform, and then I started cracking the code myself, but maybe I should not have done that.
Yeah, man. No one questions what's going on because he looks legit. Never mind the fact that he's actually taking beer out of the store, which does not look legit. They should be bringing it in.
Man, that new guy, Frank, sucks at his job.
He's doing it all wrong.
He's got it backwards.
Literally.
Can you bring our beer back in here, sir?
He's managed to get away with it at least four different times from what authorities have found on surveillance footage.
This is a recall. Mind your business.
One surveillance video shows him rolling 16 cases of Bud and Bud Light out of a Walmart. Ugh, his stomach's going to regret that. The cops recognize him from the video, and now they're trying to track him down.
I don't think he's invited to any parties.
No,
they're like,
probably
not. What'd you get? No, thanks.
And if you want to see this dude in action on the surveillance videos, you just have to go to YouTube and search for delivery driver scam.
I can see him pulling up to a big party with the truck. They're like, can you drive this? Are you allowed to drive this? It's my new job. Just don't tell them.
Yeah, that's another thing, too. Like, what kind of vehicle is this dude driving around in? You know what I mean? Like, wouldn't it look suspicious having a dude who looks like he should be behind the wheel of a beer truck loading up a Toyota Tercel from 93?
I was going to say, some sort of sedan or like a 1998 Camry.
That would be very bizarre to me, I would think. Let's do sports, man.
That's
funny. Hold on, that doesn't seem right.
None of this seems right.
Not even a van, really?
A lot of flags going up. A lot of flags.
Eddie George has some advice for the Rams player who got caught with a girl in his dorm during training camp, and that is get a hotel room, bruh. Hard Knocks cameras were rolling when Jeff Fisher cut wide receiver Deion Long recently.
Sock on the door.
After he was caught with a female in his room, which is a direct violation of the team's no estrogen training camp policy.
Mm. Yep.
So TMZ asked Eddie, who played for Coach Fisher 4 years back with the Tennessee Titans, if players ever came up with plans to get around the rules. And that's when EG dropped some sneaky yet kind of obvious knowledge. You can check out the full clip now, TMZ. And by the way, Long got picked up by the Eagles last week. So pay attention to this video. Don't let Doug Peterson cut you. Speaking of which, Doug Peterson, look, I'm very pleased we got a win week one preseason. For the love of God, do something about your look. You look to me like you are a reject from a volleyball movie that should have been in the 80s. Like, he's just got that ridiculously orange tan skin with, like, the bleach blonde weird surfer style hair with salt and pepper flakes all in it. It's like, bro, you belong on a beach. Not especially when he wears the visor, it's even worse.
Or working at Dutch Brothers. Does he have a puka shell necklace? It could be.
Yes, kind of.
There it is. Hey, what's your weekend like, bro?
Man.
Yeah, he could. Maybe that's his second job. I don't know. They're popping up everywhere.
When I see him, I see like a just a washed up old volleyball player from the 80s. Like, it's he's working wonders already. Got us a win week one in preseason. The ones look great, but
maybe that's what he does on the weekends.
Could be. Maybe we've seen him out in Rio and don't even know it.
Don't even know it.
That's crazy talk, Em.
You're listening to Rock and Emma.
Ruined everything.
Oh, come on. Everything's not ruined.
Guys, everything's ruined.
Hey, at least one of them's funny. We're not sure which one that is, but...
Rock and Emma. Mornings on Alternative
103.7.
103.7 KNRQ. We talked about this a little bit this morning. Top 10 albums came out. And we definitely saw this one coming. The new number one album in America is now the Suicide Squad soundtrack. Suicide Squad soundtrack.
It happens to
Suicide
me all the time.
Suicide Squad soundtrack.
Not, I don't say squad, but I always mess up.
Man.
It's
Suicide Squad soundtrack.
Yeah.
Including Skrillex, Lil Wayne, Wiz Khalifa, 21 Pilots, X-Ambassadors, Eminem, and Panic at the Disco. It's not a surprise. Took number one. I think it's going to hang out there for a little while.
Well, and it's nice, too, for folks who haven't seen some checks in a minute, like my man Obie Trice. He's on that soundtrack. They brought that back off the Cheers album.
And Blurry Face from 21 Pilots, still in the top 10 at number 6. So that's awesome.
Yeah, man.
All right, Sweet Moment with Weezer. Weezer frontman Rivers Cuomo hit the stage for some recent gigs with both his father and his daughter. The band shared photos of Cuomo and his dad jamming and explained that his father was no stranger to the stage. I had no idea about this, but he said, or they posted, Frank was a jazz percussionist in New York City in the late 60s and brought a fine flavor of Beverly Hills layering up sweetly over Pat's massive backbeat. So his dad got up on stage again with him. There's pictures out if you want to look them up. I didn't get any video, though.
All right.
Bring Rage to a prison. Not sure it's a great idea. Prophets of Rage were not allowed to perform inside a state prison in Norco, California. Instead, though, they performed directly outside the facility. The supergroup were scheduled to perform in front of 800 inmates, but were denied access because, quote, of orders issued by the California Department of Corrections just before showtime. Tom Morello said, we were detained at the last minute because apparently they got some calls from right-wing nuts in Sacramento who said they were going to foment rebellion. What we meant to do is come here to play a great show. He went on to say, we play for those on the lowest rungs of the ladder. We play for the underclass, those who do not have a presidential candidate who represents them. Jail Guitar Doors co-founder Wayne Kramer said they didn't want to see good things happen for what they consider to be bad people, when in truth, they're just people. So they still played, but they had to do it outside of the prison. Which, I mean, I love Rage Against the Machine and this whole concept of Prophets of Rage, but they do, it's called Rage for a reason. So
yeah.
I can see how they might pump their brakes on that a little bit, but they did still perform. And remix alert, Beck has offered up a remix of his new track, Wow, which is pulled from his forthcoming new release. We play it here on KNRQ. The as-yet-untitled effort is set to drop in October and was produced by Greg Kirsten, featuring Eugene Nova. Here's a little taste.
It's like we landed on a whole nother planet. Another planet. Time warp and touching these demogenics. I said I came here to conquer, and they ain't understanding. Took a break, now I'm back speaking candid like, wow. Feeling like a flavor, and that boy next up. I'm your next door neighbor. Break it down to the foundation, and I build it back up. Second story, busting at you with a phaser. Living life like it's a party, just trying to catch our Ferraris. No regrets, trying to reflect back, but no sorry. Still with the same army, so how the hell could you harm me? There's a whole team of me. Air spit game knowledge.
Now, I think that's the only interlude with him, and then
who
the rest. Eugene Nova.
That is Eugene Nova, huh?
Mm-hmm.
All right. He sounded like Puffy for the first four bars. I was like, oh my God, did Puffy really get on Beck's record?
Now he's going by Eugene Nova. Oh, no.
That's what it sounded like at first. It sounded like Puffy if you run that first four bars back. But then after that, it was like, okay, that's not Sean Combs. That's not Diddy.
And the
it's not Puff Daddy and
sure?
The family.
Which name, I don't know, but it's not him, right?
That is definitely not.
And the producer, Greg Kirsten, was in Beck's band before going on to produce other big-named artists. So now he's back to produce for Beck. So there you go. And STFU from Billy Joe Armstrong looks like he's throwing down against those who say that rock is dead. During a recent interview with Rolling Stone, he called it absurd and said rock and roll is a life force unto itself. Quote, that is such a broad stroke, absurd thing to say about any genre of music. He said, it's like saying air is dead or water is dead. It makes no sense to me why people say things like that. He's getting fired up about it. Rock is not dead. It's a stupid thing to say. You guys are idiots.
She's in real soft space right now.
I was paraphrasing, but yes.
Super charming.
End quote.
Drake might as well be the king of the rock world.
Oh, sorry. That was end quote. There you go. And that's your music news.
It's Rock and Emma in the morning.
Don't worry. The name calling is normal. It just means that they're, you know, having fun.
You wanted this, right? You wanted the real deal? That's what this is. Wake up. You're in the middle of it.
Mornings on Alternative 103.7 KNRQ.
My name is Rock and that would be Emma.
Hey, good morning.
Coming up, we got your final check on news and sports. Also, we got a final countdown. But, Em, right now, we got a dumbass of the day.
Thank God.
If you've ever hit a cop car while you were driving drunk, wore an incriminating t-shirt while committing a crime, been seriously injured while trying to take a super sweet selfie that doesn't seem all that super sweet now, smuggled some form of contraband in nature's wallet, taken your drug stash to the cops for inspection, or you just happen to be a criminal from Florida, then you might be the dumbass of the day.
Now, I have to wonder if this woman ever stopped in the middle of what she was doing to recognize the almost delicious irony of this entire situation.
I have a feeling no.
Probably not. A 27-year-old chick named Jessica Cotto was at a county courthouse in Grand Rapids, Michigan a few weeks ago taking a court-ordered class on good decision-making.
Really?
Yeah.
There's a court-ordered class for good decision-making?
I guess in Michigan there is.
And is this like the prerequisite for any other following prison class?
She realized the cops are coming down to arrest her for a probation violation. So she made the very, very bad decision to crawl through the ceiling tiles to get away from them.
She's been skipping her classes, huh?
She made it about 100 feet in the ceiling before they pulled her out of the ceiling. She drops down on the floor and tries to resist being arrested.
She says, this is an example of what not to do, guys. I'm helping out with this whole class.
I was just trying to, you know, be an example.
Right?
My entire life. Exactly. I just wanted to be an example. Here I am.
I'm showing you bad decisions now,
this
class.
This is what not to do, guys.
End scene. They're like, that's not working.
Applause? Right? No?
Yeah.
No?
That was beautiful. I mean, that was awesome.
Oscar?
She had us totally tricked.
I mean,
I thought she was trying to get away.
If The Martian's a comedy, you'll buy this, right?
This is unbelievable.
The
She's
performance.
Good. It's like method act.
A judge gave her a 2-week-long sentence in jail for fleeing. And then after she got out for the 2 weeks, literally, she gets busted 2 days later on this past Thursday and had to show up to court again to face drug charges.
They really need to retool this class. I don't know if it's taking effect. I'm not sure if it's sinking in. What do you think?
I mean, considering she was sentenced to 9 months in jail, I would say it definitely did not sink in. Mm. Bad decisions abound, Em.
Mm-hmm. Well, good example, though.
Great example. I hope the class learns something.
Yeah, maybe they'll take some off her sentence when they realize what a helpful person she is.
She has really gone above and beyond the call of duty.
Really has. I give her props.
Shining example, Em.
Can't be disappointed with that.
Really can't.
Who's this?
Probably the lady. NRQ, who's this?
NRQ, hello?
Hello.
You're on the air.
Hello.
No one's saying anything.
Did you call just to hang out?
We love you too. Okay.
Bye.
Good talk.
Great talk.
That went well.
It was awesome. Mm. Love just hearing the noise of a car driving down the street.
A silence.
At least breathe into the phone, man.
Just
give me
us,
something to listen to.
Give us something to work with here. And Darth Vader, us,
just
please.
Just get something. Don't just put your phone on speaker.
We welcome the calls.
Roll around.
Give us something to work with here.
You're listening to Rock and Emma. We'd say thanks for tuning in, but we assume that you're not listening on purpose.
Well, this is awkward.
It's Rock and Emma in the Morning on Alternative 103.7 KNRQ.
KNRQ.
If drinking one cup of coffee every day is good for your health, then the 15 cups I drink a day should turn me into Superman.
You are going to live forever, apparently.
I'm immortal.
Uh-oh.
I am immortal. I have inside me blood of kings.
Nice.
Highlander, bro. Highlander.
Perfect. I did not see that coming,
man.
But I enjoyed every second of it.
You should pull that up on YouTube. I haven't heard that in so long.
I'm just going to play
that. Give me
the
Highlander theme.
I just want to play that.
Researchers found that people who drink even one cup of coffee a day are 20% less likely to die after a heart attack than people who don't ever drink it.
Because you're immune to the heartbeat, the excessive heartbeat.
The more coffee you drink, the better your chances are of surviving, too. Again, going back to what you said, I guess you're just getting the ticker ready.
Don't worry, guys. I know what this is like. I know what's happening here. Give me some coffee.
The latest study that found that coffee does have serious health benefits. Other recent ones have found it helps fight liver cancer, heart disease, and Parkinson's.
Did Starbucks release this survey?
No.
Did you make this up?
I did not make it up.
All right.
It actually makes me like coffee a little bit less now that I know how healthy it is.
Yeah? You're just going to stick with the cigarettes then?
A heater a day. keep the mortician away.
Is that how it goes?
Something like that.
I don't think so.
No?
I haven't heard that one.
No, this survey is from the Daily Mail, the Brits.
Ah, those Brits.
They love their tea, so the fact that they're bigging up coffee like this speaks volumes, Em.
Or they know the survey is going to be eaten up over here. They're crazy. Have you seen the stands all over the West Coast?
There's one on like every block, sometimes three.
They got problems. They got problems over
there. Yeah, we do, man. We love our coffee. Let's do sports. With day 10 of the Olympic Games in Rio underway today, here's some of the more exciting events to watch as you cheer on Team USA. You got Simone Biles set to compete for her fourth gold medal in the finals for the women's beam this afternoon.
That is my girl. She is one to watch, you
guys. The 19-year-old is the favorite to win gold. You also have 16-year-old Lori Hernandez, who will be representing Team USA along with Biles at the finals scheduled for about 2:45 p.m. Eastern time. Biles has already won 3 gold medals in 1 Olympic Games, the record-breaking first for an American woman. Allison Felix, she's going to run the 400-meter finals today, representing Team USA. Felix won first place in the semis last night. The Southern California native will race alongside American teammates Natasha Hastings and Phyllis Francis. That goes down 9:45 p.m. Eastern time tonight. Then the men's 800-meter finals, also set for Monday night, with Clayton Murphy and Boris Berrien representing Team USA. Again, that goes down this evening.
USA.
And if you are into beach volleyball, you can check that out. The American men's beach volleyball duo.
Mm-hmm.
They set to compete this afternoon, Em. Looks like noon our time, 3 p.m. Eastern.
Yeah,
you want to watch some volleyball.
Shorter shorts.
Is that what they need?
That's what they need. They're playing in...
Like the men's gymnastics team? They're like, bro, just go ahead and make me a piece of meat. Take my shirt off. Okay. Matter of fact, I can do this naked.
We're
me to do that?
Ripped. Yeah, we want everybody to know.
We're yoked.
We're yoked. That was it.
We need y'all to see this. I didn't work on this to keep it hidden.
Everyone's talking about the girls. Well, look at this. We're like, oh, that's a situation. And that's
my
like,
abs
I mean the situation.
Have abs on them.
I got like, abs on my back.
You could wash your washboard abs on my abs.
Or do your laundry.
Or do the laundry.
Yeah.
You could do that.
True.
Fry an egg. Well, that seems extreme.
Well, we'll see how hot they are.
Coming up, man, we got your final countdown. Also, we will get you the details again about where we'll be Wednesday, so you have a chance to come on out and try to win yourself a chilling grill.
You're listening to Rock and Emma on the KNRQ Morning Show. Hey, don't worry, the name calling, that's perfectly normal. It just means that they're having fun.
Why are you so sad?
Why are you so happy, mother...
Morning on Alternative 103.7 KNRQ.
Rock and that's Emma.
Morning.
What you got going on today?
Let's see here. Well, we've got a stellar meeting coming up to look forward to, all staff. You excited? Woohoo! What? I'm right there with you. Well, at least we get to be in it together.
All right.
You know what
I'm just going to sit there and...
Wow. Well, I mean...
Look, man, I'm going to be in the zone. I've got some interneting to do.
Yeah.
I'm sure I could... find a game of some sort to play.
Well, with the all staff, usually if we're, there towards noon rather than early, we can just find a nice spot on the floor.
The all staff meetings are the worst, though, because
mind our business.
Always that person that does not, like, they've always got something to say, and it just furthers the meeting over and over and over. It's like, man, we could have been out of this thing 20 minutes ago.
You do that when it's just me, you, and Beef and Al.
That's legitimate stuff
station
that I'm bringing
stuff.
Up.
Right,
yeah,
right,
that's
right.
Specific to our station.
There's someone I'm thinking of specifically that does this. So, yeah,
and
that
I see that coming a mile away.
Maybe we should count after we know it's the end of the meeting. Maybe you and I should keep a tally of how many times someone keeps it going.
And then have our own personal meeting with them. Like, yo.
You guys.
we could have been done with this thing.
After the meeting, you.
45 minutes
you
ago.
And you meet us now.
Yes. We've got to have a meeting about the meeting.
Yes, absolutely. So we got that going on. Then I'm going to go to Island Park Chiropractic, my spot. I love that place. They're going to adjust me a little bit. And then I'm going to get into my day. It's hot. It's going to be hot.
It will be hot, and it'll stay hot, man. Oh. It is part of the 103 days of summer, the heat and all.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Kind of happens.
Really come to play, didn't it?
Well, it goes hand in hand with the chilling grill, Em.
Yes, it does. And we'll have sign-ups on Wednesday again, huh?
Everything you would need to chill and grill. You got to find your own friends, though.
Yeah, we've been told not to bring people to other people's houses. Apparently,
frowned upon.
Yeah, apparently they got into trouble. And
breaking furniture, vases.
You can't vandalize. No, I guess
it's frowned upon.
I guess so. Some party poopers.
Nobody wants to have any kind of fun.
So we'll just give you all the good stuff.
It's not a real party unless something's broken in.
That's what I was thinking, but apparently we wore out our welcome pretty quick.
It seems like it was awfully quick that transpired.
We still have to make payments, I think, on that whole window thing,
too.
I got to return that pony. I thought it would be a good addition.
It was cool for a second, but then it started doing things probably shouldn't have.
Wow. Well, I found it at an adult shop, so...
You sure you didn't find it at Value Village along with all the uniforms you could apparently buy to go rob people with?
I didn't mean to give people ideas, but they do have uniforms. And we had a story earlier, if you missed it, of a guy dressed up like a beer delivery guy, but instead of delivering beer, he was picking it up.
Yeah, in reverse.
And my first guess was, where'd he get it? But then I told him Value Village has these shirts. And then all of a sudden, I'm... an accessory and part of the crime.
Well, I didn't even ask where he got it from. Like, you just volunteered that information. You were like, I bet he got it at Value Village.
That's what I was going to say. I was going to ask you, but then I realized that I already knew the answer. And then you were like, really? Thank you for the tips.
And see, he could have had a clean way out of all these shenanigans if and when he does get caught. It's only a matter of time with all this surveillance footage floating around of him. If he just tells the cops, look, man, if you notice, every day that I did this beer robbery, air quotes, it was actually opposite day. So I was literally doing the opposite of what a beer delivery guy would do.
Nice.
I'm delivering it to my vehicle instead of the store.
As you can tell, it's a joke. I'm driving my mom's Prius.
Right?
So clearly this isn't real.
This is all fun and games. Pew, pew.
Yay. Blanket, we're playing. Come play.
We got Beefcake getting ready to roll in here. He's got the 90s at noon for your lunchtime pleasure. I'll get you ready for 2 hours with Matt Pinfield. That's coming up 10 to midnight. Make sure you check out 2hoursmattpinfield.com if you ever miss an episode.
You're listening to Rock and Emma on the KNRQ Morning Show.
Hey, don't worry. The name calling, that's perfectly normal. It just means that they're having fun.
What I meant was shut up.
Mornings on Alternative 103.7
KNRQ.